This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Religious freedom. Do Christians still have it today? Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. Our topic is, do Christians still have religious freedom? Religious freedom. On May 9th, as reported in the media, that the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, said it would file a lawsuit in federal court to block a Mississippi law allowing people with religious objections to deny services to gay and transgender people. And we see here that this lawsuit is the idea that those who object to gay marriage and do not want to provide services to the gay and to the transgender people are going to be, the state is being sued so that we do not have that right, and legally speaking. The law is due to take effect in July. The ACLU said the measure is discriminatory and contradicts the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling last year that legalized same-sex marriage. When you think about that for a moment, that doesn't change the law. All the state here in Mississippi is doing is giving those with religious objections to it not to have to perform those things because they object to it for religious reasons. Do Christians still have religious liberty? It would seem that there are those today, very clearly, who are trying to take that away. The Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, a Republican, last month signed into law the wide-reaching measure that permits people with religious objections to deny wedding services to same-sex couples. Does it not seem logical that those who are opposed to it for religious reasons should have the right to be able to deny those services to those individuals? If you do not, you know, for religious reasons, it used to be that you could not have to do certain things if you were morally or if you were religiously opposed to it. But now it seems even that is under attack, isn't it? You know, we think about that idea. Are Christians right to deny performing homosexual marriages? Well, yes, we are. Because if we are concerned Christians, we realize that homosexual marriages are contradictory to the Word of God. We find in Romans 1, verse 32, the Bible says that who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, those who practice such things, that is, homosexual lifestyle and things similar to that, that would include the transgender individuals in that lifestyle, he says that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do these individuals do the same, but they also approve of those who practice them. And so it's not just those who are involved in this lifestyle, this sinful lifestyle, but those who are approving it, even if they're not doing it themselves, those who say, well, it's okay, those who condone it, are committing sin against God. So shouldn't Christians have the religious freedom to be able to say that, no, we will not perform this wedding service for this same-sex couple or for this transgender couple because we are opposed to it for religious freedoms, for religious reasons, rather, not freedoms, for religious reasons. But what comes under attack is our religious freedom that seems to be disappearing every day. As you read things like this, and I prefer that this podcast not simply become a newsreel, but we are reminded every single day that we need to desperately pray for our country, that we need to pray for our leaders, and that we need to make sure that we follow the Bible and encourage others to do the same, that when we see these things going on, that we be mindful that we need to make sure we're following the Bible. You know, sometimes people today get confused because they have friends or loved ones even that are involved in these sinful lifestyles. And while it's hard and difficult to deal with those who are in those situations because you care about them, because you love them, and you're concerned about their souls, That doesn't mean we should change our way of thinking and begin to condone those sinful things. Let us be mindful of what Peter says when he tells us that we are to obey God rather than men. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American.